The Federal Communications Commission is in the midst of a controversial review of ownership rules for broadcast properties. The FCC is considering whether to relax the rules so that fewer companies may own more television and radio stations. NPR's Laura Seidel has the second of three reports in a series on media ownership.
At 1 a.m. on a very cold January morning in Minot, North Dakota, a call came in to the 911 dispatcher.
We got an emergency, just had a derailment, and we've got an explosion.
Do you know what kind of chemicals are on board, sir?
We've got hazardous material, and I can smell stuff now.
The Minot Police Department knew it had to get the word out to local citizens, so Lieutenant Frank DeBowie called the radio stations in the area. There are eight. Six are owned by Clear Channel Communications.
In the six stations that are owned by Clear Channel, at that time of the morning, everything is run by computers and satellite networking. There's one technician on at one station, and we tried to call the station also by telephone, and there was no answer.
Without radio, the emergency warning system the town relies on in times of crisis fell apart. Panicked residents who smelled the ammonia clogged 911 with a month's worth of calls in one night. The story of Minot has become a cautionary tale as the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, considers deregulating ownership rules for media outlets. The incident points out the value of locally owned and controlled media outlets that can respond to a variety of community needs, and not just in an emergency. Major African American, Asian, and Latino groups oppose deregulation. Alex Nogales, president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition in Los Angeles, says only a variety of owners can fully represent community needs. For example, in Los Angeles, he says the stations owned by major networks pay little attention to Latinos.
Some of the community events that are occurring in our communities, you know, the Cinco de Mayo celebration, 16 de Septiembre celebrations, and we're talking about all those things that make the community vibrant. And yet, if you were to look at the local television stations, you would never really know that.
Local station owners have a better idea of what their communities want and don't want, say critics. Take WRAL in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina.
Hundreds of wells have tested positive for arsenic contamination. WRAL's Bill Leslie says...
Raleigh resident Jim Goodman owns WRAL and four other area television stations. Goodman's known all over town and frequents local restaurants and coffee shops.
This is my favorite latte maker over there at the...
Goodman says he knows the values of his community. When Fox Television offered up Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, Goodman said no, his community wouldn't like a show that made fun of marriage.
And so we said we weren't going to take it. I'm not saying we did the right thing, I'm just saying at least we do it. That's a very important dialogue between the local community and the network that's gone when they own their own stations.
Relaxing the current ownership rules would allow a network to own television stations that have the potential to reach as much as 90% of the national audience rather than the current 70%. The FCC is also considering relaxing cross-ownership rules. In one scenario, a large conglomerate could own six local radio stations, two television stations, and the town newspaper. The remaining small local owners would have a hard time competing against such large companies for advertising dollars. Rudy Baca, a media analyst at Precursor Group, says a large media chain can offer a bigger audience for a better price.
If all you are is a small television station, then that's all you can offer. But if you co-own lots of different stations, then you can have a rate card that it may be more attractive, or an audience size or demographic that may be more attracted to an advertiser.
But network television executives say they are the ones who struggle financially. Martin Franks, executive vice president of CBS, says every day his company is losing viewers to cable and satellite TV programming.
And a whole bunch of those channels have two revenue streams, both subscription revenue and advertising revenue, whereas we only have advertising revenue. If it's important to public policy that free over-the-air network television remain a premium service and not kind of a second-rate entity, then this has to be taken into account.
Franks says if the network owned more stations, it would be able to add local advertising revenue to its coffers. Franks also says the need for local advertising will ensure that networks will support quality local programming. But for now, critics would like more discussion on the rule changes, and so they are hoping to pressure the FCC to delay the June 2nd vote on the regulations. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel.
Tomorrow, who supports deregulation and why?